Checkpoint Intimates.
Yes, and welcome to another episode of Checkpoint Intimates, your weekly gaming podcast where two members of the Checkpoint team go one-on-one and get intimate on a particular gaming topic.
Yeah.
This time I'm joined by Luke.
You are.
My name is Elliot.
You are.
And man, we're about to fight, aren't we?
Are we going to fight? I mean, yeah. I am wearing my wrestling tights.
Oh, cool.
Underneath my clothes that you see. It's a facade.
See, if you wore it over the top, then I'd be able to see it. You'd be more like a superhero. But that's fine. I don't need to see that. We're talking about the looter shooter genre.
Yeah.
Or I guess you could call it like an MMO FPS, or I don't know. I've heard it being called a few different things.
I think looter shooter kind of is more of a summary of what these games are. And I guess we're doing this because of Anthem. I mean, Anthem came out a week ago now to the general public, and we have some thoughts.
Oh man, we have some thoughts. I think a lot of people have thoughts on Anthem.
They do.
But what Anthem has led me to do is have thoughts about this entire genre as a whole, which is, I guess, why we're broadening it a bit. I remember when I got my hands on Anthem for the first time, I actually sent you a message, Luke, alongside Cameron, being like, can you clarify a few things for me? Because essentially what this boiled down to was you're more aware of this as a genre. You've played more of these games. I'm less familiar with it. I'm basically entering into this genre for the first time.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of baffled by some of the decisions that I'm like, well, is this an Anthem problem or is this something that I would have an issue with for every single one of these games?
Yeah.
I guess we should make some specifications. So the looter shooter genre is kind of in its name. It's these online games where it's like a first-person shooter. I guess it could be a third-person. But the whole idea of it is to have fun with your friends, kill things, grab the loot, and deck yourself up and make yourself better and better as you level up and upgrade and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, it summarizes it pretty well.
That summarizes it. Anthem is the most recent one of these games that, you know, it's a big game, big release, BioWare, they've made Mass Effect, they've made Dragon Age.
Hugely anticipated as well. I think Anthem, you know, has been one of the most anticipated games since it was first revealed proper at E3 a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
People, even their whole team, super hyped for this game, you know, really excited to fly around and
our
have this amazing
world. Our team was super
hyped
for this game.
Yeah.
Like, myself as well got caught up in some of the hype. I was looking at the visuals, I'm like, man, this game just looks so good.
Yeah, and it does.
Get me in there. Unfortunately, for me, at least, I don't want to speak on your behalf. For me, I ran into so many barriers when I started playing this game that by the time I finished, and not finished as in finished the game, finished as in I'm done with this game, I can't possibly anymore. By the time I reached that, I was like so lethargic and so disappointed that I was kind of frustrated. I was physically angry because I saw all these positive things. I saw the traversal mechanics, flying around was fantastic. The visuals are gorgeous. The actual like landscapes you're exploring are so interesting and alien, but fun. And the voice acting was really good too. And I saw all these positive things. I'm like, man, this is a high quality game, like high budget, high quality. Like they've got so many things going for it, but the quests are boring. The loot is so boring. The game is so detached from the narrative versus the gameplay. And I just hate the repetitive loop of you go on a mission, you finish mission, you go back to town, you talk to person, you go back to mission. And it's like, there's no flow. There's no progression. It's just this endless loop of the same over and over and over again.
You done?
Yeah. Go on, it's your turn.
No, look, so here's the thing, right? Your complaints about Anthem are fair complaints. I'm not here to tell you that you're wrong, because they are issues that I have with the game as well. I think that for me, Anthem is the kind of thing where if you play this genre, which I have played a lot of this genre, so I've put a lot of time into Destiny 1 and Destiny 2. I put a lot of time into The Division when it came out as well. And I've played The Division 2 beta and demos over the last few months too. So, I've even put a lot of time into Warframe, which is another looter shooter.
So much more varied in this genre than me.
It's so much so that on our show with our partners a couple of weeks ago, Matt thought that it was my favorite genre because I do play it so much.
We did have like a little partner quiz and that was his response.
And it's fair because I do spend probably most of my time playing that genre of games because of the social aspect. Because I like flying around, running around with my friends, doing quests and getting, you know, kicking goals and getting loot and upgrading. I love that gameplay loop. And Anthem does have that loop. The issues that Anthem has, though, is the lack of variety. And that's the biggest problem. If there was more than maybe the three mechanics that Anthem has in terms of doing missions, it's either kill everyone in the room or stand in a circle till it fills up for a long period of time or collect things to bring back to the main point, like go and grab a thing and bring it back.
Yep.
That's basically all there is in terms of the missions. Yeah. So that's, I hear you in terms of the repetitive nature, because it is.
And throughout those one of three things, every single time, it's just enemies infinitely spawning until enemies stop infinitely spawning. And there's like, it's just, yeah, it's like, it's almost a joke. Like, if I had have heard that BioWare, one of the biggest developers, is making a game where that is the gameplay loop, I would have started laughing out loud and saying, wait, are you serious? That is just so dull.
So I guess where I'm coming from is, because I have still put, even with these flaws, I've put about 35 hours into Anthem.
Yeah, you enjoy it, right?
In the last couple of weeks. I do enjoy it. And I think it's because the loop and the gameplay itself is actually super satisfying. To the point where, I guess for me, I am looking
at... Are we talking like combat, just for my own...
I like the combat as well. I do. I like the abilities.
What is the loop that you enjoy?
Because
for me, the loop is the worst part about that game. Like, the actual, like, part of the gameplay that then transitions into the narrative back in the hometown that then transitions back into the gameplay, and the actual gameplay loop itself being the missions that we just talked about. Like, that's what I think of when I hear loop, and to me, that's the worst part of Anthem. So what are you thinking when you say loop? Or is enjoying something I'm not enjoying?
I'm enjoying something you're not enjoying. Yeah. I think for me, it's because I can see that the game they want to be is going to be in a few months' time. And so I have no, expectations of me playing this beyond a couple of weeks before I move on to the next thing and then come back to Anthem in 6 months and see how it's going. And that is disappointing because that's not what they wanted. They wanted this game that you would play for a long time and have more content ongoing and have all these cool events that happen and people stay with it for a long period of time. Unfortunately, Anthem has launched in a state where it isn't that yet. I'm playing a game that has glimpses of what the future will be like in small doses that is stuck behind all of these strange mechanics and annoying things and repetitive nature. Mm. Partly being the idea that you have to go and load into a fort before you load back into another mission with your friends.
Yeah,
that you can't just fly around and find the next thing to do while you're already out in the world with your friends is the game's biggest problem.
Yeah. It took me a second to even fathom the fact that you can't go from mission to mission.
Oh.
You literally have to go back to the fort before you can go to a mission. And to make things worse, what you should actually be doing is mission, fort, and then to your forge, because you've got to scrap your gear and put your new ones, and then mission. So it's like this three-stage process just to play a video game.
It's the game's biggest problem. What frustrates me, I've said this to you, I said on the show last week, and I've said it to you as well, is that Anthem is not in a vacuum. Anthem is not a game that is the first of its genre where it needs to try things and then learn from people how it goes. Anthem's launching years after we've had Destiny and Destiny 2 and The Division and other games of this type like Warframe. We've seen these games launch in unfinished states with problems. We've seen community backlash massively. We've seen the media jump on how unfinished these games are and how they're lacking and the reviews that come out that say all these complaints as well. Anthem has seen all this. The developers have to have seen all of this, yet they've still launched a game that feels like it's Destiny 1 in its original state in terms of the problems that it has. And that's so frustrating because they've done such a great job with those foundations, with the flying and the way it looks and feels when you're doing things. You feel like a badass, but it's just, it's in conflict of all these problems in the way the game is run.
Do you think, and it's a question I don't know the answer to this, or I can't even begin to ponder it, but do you think they released a game that they knew was subpar, or do you think they genuinely thought Anthem was going to be the next big thing? Because they had betas, they had reviews were given out so early in advance. Like, it seemed like there was so much publicity and so much openness about what Anthem is before release that it seems like BioWare thought this was going to be huge, that there weren't going to be problems, and that this backlash that has happened is such a, like, out-of-the-blue thing. But then, as you said, we've had these complaints already. How were they so unaware of what the players were going to want?
I think it's a little bit of a disconnect between the developers and the game they wanted to make versus what we want as players. You know, I think that they probably couldn't find a way to have missions in this persistent world when the world looks as good and has the verticality and the style of traversal that Anthem has. Because when you're in free play and you do go from one side of the map to the other flying around, it is really cool. Like, it's amazing. It looks amazing. And
sure,
I guess,
but even then, I've seen the whole free play map now.
Sure.
I almost know it off by heart.
Yeah.
And I haven't even played the game nearly as much as you have.
Yeah.
It's like even the good parts of the game get tired.
Yeah. It sucks. And it sucks that they didn't figure out a way to go back to the drawing board. So you could, God, at least change your loadout while you're in the world. You know what I mean? To have to go back to your base to change the weapon that you have.
Load back to base, then load back to the forge.
even the way you get loot in Anthem is frustrating, right? Because you get these little colored diamonds that drop and it goes, bang, it makes this cool sound. You're like, yeah, I got some loot. But you don't know what it is. It could be a sick weapon, it could be a cool ability, or it could be trash. And you don't know until you finish the mission and it just dumps you on the screen with like all the loot you got in that mission and shows you afterwards, like it generates and loads after you've gotten it. That's crap, because you get loot in the game, you don't even know if it's useful or not until you get back to your forge.
Yeah, everything...
It's just, it's frustrating.
To continue on that tangent, everything feels so detached from one another. You play a traditional game, and the narrative is intertwined with the gameplay. You play a traditional game, and your inventory is intertwined with the gameplay. The fact that you have to load into separate areas just to see your forge, which is basically your inventory, just to see that, just to see the narrative section, it means that nothing is real. I felt like I was playing a simulation where I sat down on a chair and hooked up into some VR and then they pushed me into, you know, any randomly generated world. That's what Anthem felt like. Nothing felt connected, nothing flowed, nothing progressed from one to the other. And I don't know if that's a problem with the entire genre or if this is an Anthem thing, and I don't even know how they fix that.
So I don't think it's a problem with the entire genre. I do think Anthem made some serious missteps, because for me, The Division, it and The Division 2, which comes out in a couple of weeks, it does this kind of on-the-fly mission stuff so well. You run around the town, you walk in through, that you see like a mission pop up in front of like a doorway, and then you like walk through the doorway with your friends who are with you, and the mission just starts, and all of a sudden you're in the mission.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how it plays. And then the mission finishes, and you just come back out of the door, and you keep going. And if you find weapons along the way, you equip them on the spot if you want to. You instantly add them to your thing. Ooh, awesome new gold gun. Click, done. I've got it. I'm using it. Oh, this gun's crap. I'm going to change back. Change back. Done.
Yeah.
It seems so logical and basic, but Anthem doesn't do those things.
I'm honestly a bit disappointed in myself that the game I was excited for was Anthem and not The Division 2. I don't know where I got in my mind that Anthem was going to be this massive success story.
Because it looks sexy. Anthem looks so sexy, didn't it?
It looks so sexy.
We saw that first trailer flying around, getting cool guns and playing with your friends and all the intercom and stuff, and you're like, this is sexy. The Division 2 is going to be a better game. It's going to launch in a much better state, because from everything I've seen, it's learned from the first
and played.
One as well.
You played.
And I've played it, and I see that already from the maybe 10 hours I've spent on it.
Demos and betas, sure, but you know.
Absolutely. And I guess for me, like going back to Anthem, because it's hard not to right now, because it's all I've played for the last couple of weeks, it's a game of missed opportunities, right? I still go in and I love playing it with my friends. I really do enjoy it. However, I was talking to my friends about this last night as we played Anthem. There's characters in Fort Tarsis that you talk to that actually have some interesting kind of stories.
Yeah.
And they're really well written. But
I really like Owen as a character. He seems fun.
Yeah, but there's such a disconnect, right? There's a character who I spoke to who is a mother waiting for her son. Have you spoken to her yet?
Give me more information.
She's waiting for her son who has been missing for 10 years, and she's still waiting for him to come home. And she's obsessed with the idea that he will come home because she can't accept the fact that he's died in a war that happened 10 years ago. And you talk to her, and at one point you go back and speak to her, and it's son or daughter, depending on the gender that you choose, because part of the conversation you have with her the third or fourth time is she thinks that you're her son returning. And she's like, oh, it's good to see you. I've missed you. You know, dinner's ready soon. Like, what are you doing? You're tardy again. And you're like, I'm not your son. It's not me. And she's like, no, you are. You're just joking around. And she's actually so far gone, and she misses her son so much that she wishes you were her son. It's a beautiful, heartbreaking conversation that you have, and you have to say to her, either I'm not your son, or yeah, it's me, Mum, to make her feel better. And it's stuff like that where I'm like, man, there's so much potential with that. You could have built in a mission or a quest where you have to go to where the son was last seen and find like a pendant that he wore to prove to the mother that he's gone or something. There could have been story within quests to make this more interesting.
Mm.
But instead, it's just this conversation that happens, and then you're out looting and shooting with some other random mission that means nothing anyway.
Yeah, killing the same enemies over and over again.
And there's heaps of stories like that. There's a character in the bar that you talk to who his claim to fame is that he was killed off in an episode of a TV show. And he's like, oh, it's so cool. I was that guy that died in episode 3. Did you see it? And you're like, nah, man, I didn't. He's like, well, I was the star of the episode, but I did die. And I thought, oh, there could have been this scene where maybe he, in the game, goes into the world to try and recapture this hero thing that he has in his head. And then you have to go and save him because he's too far gone thinking he's a star.
Yeah.
And I'm not a writer. I'm some pleb sitting here in a studio who's a game critic saying there's things you could have done to make this interesting, but you didn't do it. And it's so disappointing.
Isn't it? It's so, like, you almost see BioWare hidden amongst this mess of a game. Like, you see these characters who are awesome characters and they're well written and they've got good voice acting to them, but they don't matter. They're just there. They're not even part of the game.
Window dressing.
There's no gameplay involved around these characters. They just exist in this world, and then you go out and you exist in a separate world where you're shooting and killing things. And it's like, oh my god, like, come on. Like, where is the effort put in to make this game matter at all to anybody?
Yeah.
Like, if it doesn't matter, if the narrative doesn't matter, it has to matter somewhere else. It has to matter in the loot or something. And if the loot doesn't matter because I find the loot in Anthem super tedious, then it's like,
the loot's a better number than the last number you had.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah, this is level 16 and my previous was level 15. It's like, oh yeah, great upgrade, guys. But if that doesn't matter either, all of a sudden it's like, well, why am I playing? What is my motivation to continue? And I think, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, I think your motivation is your friends, right? Like, you guys are having fun causing chaos and running amok.
I think that once you hit endgame content, the weapons start to be a bit more different and they matter more in terms of the stats and inscriptions that you get on them. So the masterwork weapons and the harder difficulties do provide more of a challenge where you have to coordinate your squad, which you don't really have to do much previously. The harder parts of the game, once you hit level 30, they do require a lot more concentration, and the actual drops feel like they matter a lot more. That improves once you finish the game. It's a shame that it takes so long to get to that point, but it does feel good once you get there and gain different masterwork weapons and then gain new legendary weapons and stuff as well. It is actually better than what you're saying of like, oh, it's a different number. It's more about the weapons that tailor to your gameplay style and stuff as well.
But ultimately, you're getting better loot so that you can kill bigger things so that you can get better loot, right?
Well, like, that's a standard, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but there's no, like, is there, like, an end game? Is there something that people, like, can't achieve yet until they get this perfect four-man squad who are fully decked out and then they fly in for this awesome thing? Or is there's nothing?
Just hard difficulties, but also at the same time, a lot of this stuff with these initial launches of these games, which speaks to Division and Destiny and all of them, is that you pretty much, when you have the original game, you play to the point where you hit level cap and you get as strong as you possibly can until you hit your gear score cap, and then you wait for the next content drop. And that might be in a few months' time, and they'll release a new mission or a new quest or whatever, and that will require you to be a certain level to take part in that quest. Otherwise, you're not strong enough, literally. And so then the level cap gets increased. It's like any MMO, really. You know, the level cap keeps increasing and you get stronger and they release new content for those high-tiered players.
Sure.
The reality is many players will never get there. They'll play Anthem as it is today, or Destiny or Division as they are when they launch, get their campaign done out of the way and think, well, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
But for those of us who do understand this ongoing content loop and are willing to put the work in because we know these games do evolve over time and they get better. And in 6 months' time, we're going to be having a different conversation about the kind of game that Anthem is to what we are today. And in 2 years, it'll be different again and it will keep happening. So I guess for me, I'm enjoying it enough and I'm keen enough to get to that point where I'm strong. So when the next content drops and the game does inevitably improve based on all the feedback that they're getting from the community, that it'll be a game that is worth playing. So it's kind of like preparing myself for that, which is a weird way to look at gaming.
It is. It's like, and it kind of frustrates me that
company
is able to do this, and there are people who are willing to say, you know what, this might be bad currently, but I expect maybe one day it'll be good, so I'm going to put in all the effort now anyway. And then it's like, oh, okay, why couldn't they have just put in some more effort for the people who are going to play it now. Because the people who play it now, their day one purchases, their biggest fans, these are the people that are being punished because the game feels incomplete.
But at least at the same time, at least a game like this, it does, due to its always online nature, it does have the opportunity to change and tweak. You know what I mean? Mm. And I know there are games that launch, still today, the games that launch that aren't good, and they can't really go back and fix them. You know, just, it is what it is, and they launch, and they're stuck like that forever. You know, if it's an RPG or a campaign or something, at least Anthem does have a chance to get some redemption. The problem is, at that point, it's going to be like bargain bin type stuff in terms of people buying it. It's lost a lot of good faith from people who were waiting for it. So yeah. EA's lost faith, BioWare's lost faith, and it's going to take some time for them to claw that back. And the same thing happened with Destiny with Activision and Bungie. You know, it lost a lot of people really early on, and Destiny 2 had to rebuild that relationship with its consumers.
I'll give Anthem one thing, and correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure free expansions are coming, right? Free updates are happening for Anthem, unlike the Destiny style of, here's a massive expansion that we expect you to pay a lot of money for.
Well, here's the thing, right? The expansions they're talking about with Anthem are still this year one roadmap stuff, right? There's no reason why they couldn't relaunch Anthem the way they did Destiny with a big, proper fix of a lot of problems and call it Anthem, I don't know, Freelancer Wars or something, right? Like some subtitle, right? And they could release that in a year's time and charge $50 for it instead of, you know, what it is now and basically relaunch the game and charge people to then buy that expansion to fix a lot of the problems that the game has. Destiny did that with the first Destiny and the second one, where they relaunched it after a year with their expansion content. So, I mean, maybe they're not in a vacuum when they realize that's a way you can do it. Oh, well, let's launch it as it is, and then relaunch it in a year's time with the same price if we need to. Because the hardcore community will still stand by the game regardless and keep playing it in the meantime, sustaining their development for future games. And I don't know if EA, I mean, we give them crap for being money hungry and stuff like that. Maybe that's part of their plan.
I mean, yeah. I mean, part of me doesn't want to expect or believe that a developer would, or even a publisher would allow a game to release in a state that is, you know, critically panned or disappointing just so that they can sell an expansion further down the line. Like, it doesn't sound like a good business decision anyway. Like, surely you want to sell a good game and then sell expansions on top of what is already a good game.
Sure. Because but if the game's then, already good, then why would you buy it again?
Well, you wouldn't buy it again. You'd buy the expansion.
Sure.
Like, an expansion, what it used to mean was expanding a game beyond what it currently was. Yeah. Like, you're adding extra content. You're not fixing problems that shouldn't have been there in the first place. That's not an expansion. That's a patch. But they're charging for patches is what... Oh, look, I don't want to make assumptions. I haven't played Destiny or Destiny 2.
Sure.
But it sounds like part of those expansions is you're buying patches for things that should have been fixed in the original game, right?
Yeah, kind of.
So because if Anthem does that, it's like, oh, so
they're not really, just patches. They're actually like big game-impacting things that they change. You know, they change the way like loot works. They change the way that certain dungeons work. You know, they give access to new content that wasn't available before that you really want to play. Yeah. You know, so it's not really an expansion. It's more like a relaunch, relaunch.
I'm so concerned about this entire genre. Like, I don't know that I want to play another one of these games.
Play Division 2.
I will give Division 2 a chance. And if I'm equally as frustrated, I'll just write off the whole thing. I'm like, no, I want my looter shooters back offline. Give me Borderlands.
Yeah. I mean, at least you can say with Division 2, like Division 1 had an expansion season pass with it that you could buy. Division 2 doesn't have that. So Division 2, it said all the content ongoing is going to be free.
Mm.
And they supported the heck out of Division 1 years after it launched. Mm. They kept supporting it without any expectation of anything like buying expansions and stuff. They really seem to care about that game and that studio. And I think Division 2 is going to be the same. So I understand that you're sour after Anthem. I get it. But don't turn your back on the genre completely. I think Anthem was unfortunately a bad way to enter into that genre for you.
Yeah, that's a shame.
It is.
Anyway, that is about all the time we have. Luke, thank you for joining me and talking about looter shooters.
You're so welcome. Anytime, actually.
And make sure you tune in next week because there is definitely more intimate goodness coming along.
Always.
Also, if you want to, we'd recommend or really appreciate if you kind of subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah.
And even rate us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts because it helps us out like a whole bunch
to get more
visibility.
And like, we love you guys and we love all the support that you give us. And if you can just give us a subscribe or a rating, that would just mean the world to us.
Yeah, it's hugely helpful. Anyway, that is all the time we've got. Thank you, Luke.
Thank you, Elliot.
And we'll see you guys next week.